Paxton's office nets $125 million, 120-plus arrests in 2025 fraud enforcement. Texas Border Business, Austin, under the leadership of Attorney General Ken Paxton, the Office of the Attorney General's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, MFCU, yet again delivered exceptional results in 2025 by recovering more than $125 million for the state of Texas and securing 123 arrests and 180 indictments related to healthcare fraud. Anyone who thinks this is the criminal-loving state of Minnesota better think again. In Texas, we will bring the hammer down on fraudsters. In 2025 alone, my office recovered over $125 million in healthcare fraud through strong program integrity safeguards, close coordination with our law enforcement partners, and proactive enforcement actions that ensure fraud is identified early and prosecuted aggressively, said Attorney General Paxton. We are driven by the responsibility to ensure that hardworking Texans' taxpayer dollars are not wasted, abused, or stolen. In June of 2025, Attorney General Paxton's MFCU played a major role in the largest healthcare fraud enforcement action in American history, which resulted in criminal charges against 30 defendants connected to more than a dozen fraudulent healthcare schemes in Texas. The schemes collectively accounted for more than $177 million in fraudulent billings nationally, $1.7 million in illegal kickbacks, and the unlawful diversion of over 10 million opioid pills. Since 2020, the MFCU has recovered more than $1 billion in settlements, judgments, and restitution for Texas taxpayers. The MFCU receives 75% of its funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under a grant award totaling $22,792,664 for fiscal year 2024. The remaining 25%, totaling $7,597,553, is funded by the state of Texas. Over the last 5 years, the OAG's MFCU has achieved an extraordinary return on investment for Texas taxpayers.